Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
We already started.
Probably not. Special time.
Yeah, we already started recording.
Listen,
you were talking.
Ready? I'm not ready. Ready?
Happy birthday.
Get it.
Phone call. We got a phone call.
Hello?
Yeah.
Dolores, I work in the mail room for the Nashville Firefighters Association. I know you spoke to Daniel just a second ago.
Yeah.
I'm entering your invoice in the computer. Want to make sure I have everything correct. Is that okay?
No.
No?
Fuck you, fireman.
Yeah.
You fucking blew it, fireman. We want money. It's called volunteer firefighters.
Ceasefire, huh?
Whoa.
Huh?
Whoa. How about the firefighters that live behind me? Keep it down.
Fire.
Keep it down in the morning.
Fire!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Gary! I love this show.
All right, we
16 episodes. We record tonight. Happy birthday, Gary. Oh, you know those firefighters people at home were just calling back because Mark just donated money to the Camp Phoenix.
$25.
Camp Phoenix, the burned children's thing.
Yeah, sure.
And then he dissed them, but fuck them.
Well, I mean,
they're getting their money. They're getting their money.
I gave them all their information. I mean, why do they need to confirm something?
Oh, man.
Maybe he was like, hey, call this guy. He's a goofball.
Yeah, because you were goofing on him, and I think that he's like, hey, call these guys. They're going to be funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Check out happyforapathy.com if you want to hear the full phone call with River Phoenix.
Yeah,
check
it out.
Pretty good.
What's it called? River Phoenix?
Camp Phoenix.
Camp Phoenix. I'll post that later.
Also,
yes.
Not to plug too early, but
The Dead Dead
album, Infinite Super Doom.
Wow. We're all famous.
You can get it now.
Oh.
It may not work on your computer, but
well, that's
pretty
my computer.
It
that's
plays.
Just my.
It may not work on Mark's computer.
Mine is it doesn't do CDs.
Doesn't like CDs.
That's a record player.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, speaking of recording, Mark, you're currently working on a new Berserk.
Oh boy, knee deep in it, about 10% of the way done.
Yeah, I go to weebydoom.com for the last one.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Or is it net?
.com. We're almost out of CDs, so I have to stream that somewhere.
Ooh,
so
really?
Well,
Order some more CDs. I haven't recorded any music, but my short film for the 48-hour.
I was going to bring that up. I didn't want you to have to do it.
I didn't want to have to do it. Hey, well, forget it. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, Brad, you just had some accolades on the internet.
Mark, it's embarrassing, but we just won audience favorite.
What?
Awesome.
Audience favorite. And Sean, you were there in the Belcourt movie theater.
I was there. One of my favorite theaters.
People loved it.
Speaking
of favorites.
Did the audience vote?
Or the audience votes. They got little pamphlets.
Cool.
And you vote, and we won.
What do you get for that?
You get just the admiration of fans. You don't get any money. I don't think. Maybe you got money.
I wanted to see it. I was out of town, or I would have went and watched
it. It's still on the internet.
I watched it several times. I watched it twice on the internet.
Pretty funny.
You weren't here because you were on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
We all had vacations. Let's go around the room. Mark and Unson. How was your vacation?
Wonderful. Jersey Shore with longtime friends, high school friends.
Are these your millionaire friends?
Oh, yeah, they're all millionaires.
Aren't you friends with millionaires in Jersey?
Yes, yes.
Are they in the mafia?
Oh, yeah, mafia. Mm. How do you think I paid for this trip?
Mm.
Are you saying they're in mafia wars? They're just in Facebook mafia wars?
No.
Did you see Snooki?
Just on TV. They were actually down when we were there. They were a couple cities over.
The Situation.
Ah, that's what his name is.
The Situation.
Is that his name or is that his abs name?
Well, it was his abs name, but it's like cancer. It spread to his whole.
The Situation.
The Sitch. That comes on tonight, guys.
Whoa, guys. Boy, inappropriate.
Is that your phone? I would never take a call.
It's probably the fire.
Silence. I got to silence this thing. Sorry. That is inappropriate.
I would never take a call during a podcast.
No, I... Listen, that was just my vibrating vibrator. That's...
Well...
So, how do people check out your video? YouTube?
Well, if you went to my Facebook...
Well, yeah, I mean, people...
Brad, I don't know how to
Brad
YouTube.
Edward
I think
Prendergast.
It's Death by Death. I think it's an I Love... No, it's not. It's an awesome production, isn't it?
Skippy
it's
Awesome.
It's not a I Love Betty production. What you can do...
I think it's on the I Love Betty channel, though.
You can go to I Love Betty on YouTube, and you can look
at
it.
Yeah, it's a very cool little film.
Maybe we can put it on Happy Birthday Gary's... Facebook page or something.
Check out Happy Birthday
Brad will put
Gary
a link to it.
If you guys want to give Facebook. Us a message, go to Happy Birthday Gary on Facebook.
Yeah, we haven't heard from... Well, I don't know. I don't check them. You check them, right?
Have we heard
from anybody?
You know what? Like 90% of everything we get now is like fake women saying that they saw me somewhere. And you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. I never get those.
They're like it's this thing that's... I think it's because we have so many friends or something.
Oh, how many friends do we have on there?
Well, we have just whoever wants to be a friend is a friend.
Yeah, that's how you get famous.
Yeah, I know. But we get like people, I don't know if we have that many, but we have a lot of people who just be like, "Hey, I saw spammers." Like, "Hey, I saw you at the thing. Why don't you?" And I'm like, "Who is it?"
Oh, yeah. And then you hit friend, and next thing you know, they're all over your wall post.
Right.
Get off my wall.
Yeah, man, get off my wall.
Get off my wall, son.
Man, don't be fronting.
So we need to encourage people to go to there and write us letters and tell us things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to have a reason to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd do it anyway, though, if
I'd
nobody
do it
listened.
Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, it's
just fun.
It's best if people listen, though.
No, I mean, we get to hang out, the three of us.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. That's a good time.
Mark and
I
had some supersonic cheeseburgers earlier.
You guys were rocking when I got here.
Yeah,
we were rocking, playing the little SG Junior.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I was looking on the internet for that. You're right. That's not anywhere.
It's not. There's no such thing.
With a little bridge.
Probably three.
With a little bridge cover.
Yeah, I have the only single pickup SG Junior around.
That's pretty nice.
But I saw some single pickups on the internet, but none of them had that little Gibson cover on
the
bottom.
Yeah, that means
they
lost it.
Ooh, well.
Wow.
My guitar's probably worth $10,000.
Yeah, you should just let me
anything
have it
you touch
free.
Is worth
you
a
can
little
have
bit
it.
More.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I touched it.
Sean, you went out of town.
I went to St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, let's talk.
A few jokes. And, did your headphones just fall off, buddy?
It was like, you ever try and put a hat on a cat? That's what happened. Try and put a sweater on a cat.
I tell your fucking story.
So, yeah, I got a text from you. It said Showmies.
Showmies, yeah.
That's our spot.
I drove by Showmies.
Drove by Showmies without me again.
I've done it twice.
I know. Why are you doing that to me?
I lost my paperclip.
Because.
So you went to St. Louis to tell some jokes at the Funny Farm?
Yeah, they didn't let me tell jokes at the Funny Farm, but...
Oh, why not?
Went all the way to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Did you call ahead of time?
Yeah.
And did you get on?
No, I didn't.
What'd
get
they say?
They said that basically the open mic is something you sign up for, and if you get on, you get on, you get on. I told jokes at another place before.
Where was that?
So, O'Malley's, I think it was some kind
did
of
did you
Irish...
tell them you came all the way from Nashville just for their open mic?
Yeah.
And they didn't let you on.
Wow. I'd quit comedy.
Where was Matt Conti?
He's in Conti Rica.
He's in Costa Rica.
Oh, that's where
you
got
to go with him.
You ever been to Costa Rica?
No.
I've been there. Hot.
Yeah.
Really?
Hot. Constantly. You know how when you get out of the shower and it's steamy and you're sweaty and you're not quite dry? That's how you are the whole time.
I don't want to go.
All day, every day.
Even at the beach?
Yes. Everywhere.
Well, why do people go there so much?
It's beautiful. Oh. I mean, you got rainforests and toucans.
I'm beautiful.
And hummingbirds
I can just look at myself
sloths
in the mirror.
Yeah.
And volcanoes and ox carts.
What? What's an ox cart?
They at in Costa Rica. In Costa Rica, you go into
it's
Subway.
All in there, Mark.
You go to a Subway and get beans and rice.
What?
Subway. It's got beans and rice.
Oh, like Subway the sandwich shop.
That's
Subway the sandwich shop. Everything's beans and rice down there.
What about rice and beans?
No. Beans and rice. Beans and rice.
Weird.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to do any jokes.
Yeah.
On the funny bone.
What? I did.
What a bunch of dicks.
I feel like I should be mad at them.
Don't be mad.
I'm a
it's all
upset.
Right.
No, you drive.
Did you talk to Greg
way?
Warren about this?
He why would he?
Was he there?
He was there.
We should have.
Did you talk to him?
Well, he showed up. He showed up once the show had already started.
So? I mean,
well, you don't want to be a
time.
Dick about
why can't
on.
He throw his weight around after when showtime starts?
Let me tell you a little secret.
He's still as powerful know. When the show starts. He's
That's a good point.
He's your buddy, right? We're tight with Warren
now.
You're doing
I don't
it,
think he would even recognize me.
You're doing it the wrong way, first of all. No club's going to respect someone who does an open mic, even if you're really great. you got to try and get a guest set. So get Matt or somebody you know to get you a guest set.
Yeah, you need a guest set out there.
If you do an open mic.
Sorry, actually, the open mic there, I hear, is really good.
It was great. It may be, but if you're a club owner and you even a great open mic, you're like, he's just some amateur open mic.
No,
he's
but they have like legitimate comics doing their open mic, unlike every other open mic.
Well, they don't even let him on the fucking thing.
Well, so I mean, how they didn't
I'm
let
not
Sean.
A legitimate comic.
Oh. I mean, maybe it is a good open mic.
They, yeah. Maybe they've seen his act. Maybe that's... Hey, guys,
I already think I'm bad.
No, I'm sorry. I feel bad you went all that way. Didn't get to get on.
It's all right.
Well, did you get to get on anything else while you're out there?
Oh.
No.
Yes, he did.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have anything.
Do you have a lady friend?
No.
Did you go to that breakfast place?
Did you see anything?
Did you go to that place we went in the middle of the night?
No, I didn't go to that place. What was that place? That place smelled.
That place was an LSD trip.
We got in there. And it smelled
it might not exist.
It was like a waffle house. Yes, essentially.
But instead of everything yellow, everything was red.
Ugh.
Yeah,
God.
Which is the perfect thing you want to see.
Blood.
The yellow is bad enough.
It's like it was out of The Shining or something. It's terrifying. And the guy was a jokester. He was joking us.
Yeah.
I don't remember what about.
He was the waiter. He was the server and the dishwasher. He was the only one working.
Did he keep switching hats and pretending like he was different people? Oh, my brother just took your order.
He had a reversible jacket.
He kept putting money in the jukebox, too.
Oh, really? Wow.
Playing Who songs.
That's fucked up. Where he works.
I don't know if he put money in it.
That's funny.
But he did use the jukebox quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I hate hilarious people.
It smelled like meat.
Yeah, not like in a good way though.
Think about your dad. We still ate there. It tasted all right.
Did it?
There was yeah.
You got a burger. I got just like
burgers. Hard to fuck up.
I got a grilled cheese sandwich.
Why did you get?
Because I wasn't gonna eat meat from there.
Look at me. I look like $1 million. I probably lost 20 pounds.
You're probably already dead, and we don't know it.
Mm.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
No. You're who's we're
he's
all dead.
Dead. Dead.
We're the dead. Dead. By death.
We're guys, the deaddead.com.
Out now on CD, compact discs, Dead Dead Infinite Super Doom.
I can't wait.
Local provider.
I'm going to listen to it tonight.
I can't wait to listen to it. He's been fucking mixing this thing for 3 fucking years over here.
It's not my fault. But
do they have any new tracks on it?
Be friends with Charles Ives on Facebook and then,
mm-hmm.
and then talk to him and ask him why.
I like the cover
ruined
art.
Everything.
Oh, I like Mummified Cat.
Mummified Cat's pretty good. I made Cerberus.
The devil dog from Hades.
Oh, you turned it into a Bing Crosby song.
The devil dog from Hades.
Boo, 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 boo.
Hey, why did I just buy that? I already have all these on MP3.
No, you don't.
You gave him money for that?
23 tracks. How do we... 1, 3... Oh, you didn't list the talking?
No. Don't list talking.
I already want to throw this in the garbage.
My vacation was good.
You already bought it. It doesn't matter.
No, I like it. I like the font. What do you call it? Logo.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I went on vacation.
Where'd you go, Brad? Gulf Shores?
Oh, I went down to Gulf Shores.
How did I know that?
Well, because you're my friend and you keep track of what I do.
That's right.
It's pretty good.
We're tight. We're tight that way.
Went down there, got sunburned.
That's all we do.
I know, that's right.
It's no Jersey.
It's no Jersey Shore.
It's no St. Louis.
St. Louis.
I like St. Louis.
I touched some oil from the oil spill.
Oh, did you really?
Yep.
Was there a lot of it down there?
Not really.
We were trying to dig shells out of the sand,
you know, and like you grab a handful of sand and then like a little bit of oil inside the sand. Oh. Like it's not on the sand, it's inside the sand. But it wasn't that bad.
Did you go in the water?
I did. I went in the water. I swam. I saw sharks and jellyfish
and
a stingray. There's all kinds of pictures on my Facebook.
I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Are we still Facebook friends?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah.
There's been some drama on Facebook today.
I know. Wasn't that cool?
What happened on Facebook?
You tell it.
Sister Bertha Bangers.
Who? I have no idea who that is.
Is that a real person?
He's a guy from here.
Is that like a granny?
Yes.
Dirty granny?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's a guy in drag.
It's a guy in drag who does this. It's like a southern version of the church lady kind of thing.
Even better.
Who's the guy, though?
Is that all he does? Yeah, that's all he does.
He doesn't have another act. No.
That's what he does.
Okay, so we would know him as, oh, hey, you know, that's the guy.
No, he's apparently mad at Chad because Chad didn't support his thing on Nashville Stand Up.
He didn't post
something like that?
A video of his on Nashville Stand Up. So he had all these status updates of how terrible of a person Chad is.
Oh my God, fuck him. We've got to shut him down.
Yeah,
Chad Ryden's.
He
Chad
does everything for no money.
Sister, Chad Ryden's the nicest person he's ever met.
Sister Bertha Banger. Maybe it's because Chad didn't think it was an actual fucking act because he has that fake granny sassy britches or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe he's like, well, no one could honestly do Sister Banger Binger Banger.
It's probably one of those things that they sent it to Chad and Chad just forgot to update it, and he probably would have done it at some point,
you know,
later.
What? Maybe he was busy doing one of the other million things he
right,
does
the
for,
guy,
free
for free
for these fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, Sister Fucker. Fuck, what a piece of cock.
I know.
All right, we're setting a campaign. All happy birthday.
Go to Sister Bertha Bangers.
Go to Sister Bertha Bangers.
And
just fucking lambast her.
Yeah.
Him.
Right, and it's not like they paid Chad to
Nobody
do this.
Pays Chad anything.
Right, they're not like, hey, Chad.
When Chad has a job, he doesn't get paid. Fucking, he...
That's a true story.
That's why he walks the earth. He can't die, but he can't get paid either. That's the
it's a curse. Yeah, it's a curse.
Actually, we had a gig out of town, and it just got canceled.
Aww.
We were going to go together to the 27th to some fucking where.
Where are we going to go? The Memphis thing?
No, it's some other thing. He was like, because I was like, we went and did some
shows
together.
Knoxville?
I was like, yeah, I think so. And I was like, let's do some more stuff together.
Was that
and he
the
lined up
Splitters
this whole
thing?
You're
on the...
No, I think Chad was going before that, too.
Chad made some poster. It's my headshot and his headshot together, which my headshot is horrible. It looks like I'm a fucking idiot. And his... Yeah. And I'm like looking over... I'm somehow looking over my shoulder upwards. And
it's like a little bird went, psst.
Yeah.
Brad. And he looks.
And it's like, Brad, try to look like you look a second before you try to look sexy. And it's a horrible headshot.
Why do you
and
use that?
I didn't use it. He fucking found it. Because I only have two fucking pictures, that and like me getting out of the bathtub.
What
or
about
something.
The? Don't you have an orange one? Everybody's got an orange.
I've got an orange one, and that's even more horrible.
No,
anyway,
that one's good. You
that's
have
beside
a...
the point. All well, right. He used his orange one where he's like kind of doing a wacky face, and I'm like, I'm the serious one. I'm the serious comedian. And,
hello, I'm Brad Edwards. I'm here to talk about politics
anyway,
and abortion.
Yeah. Hey, get ready for shit.
We brought the troops back from Iraq, but what about this peacekeeping? There's still peacekeepers out there. They're still going to be killing them.
Yeah, society. I say society no less than 47 times in my set. Society.
Yeah, the church. We got to be. We need more people like Sister Bertha Bangers to bring down the
church. You know
what?
Bertha Bangers may have a point because Chad blew it with this fucking flyer. Here.
Yeah.
He fucking blew
Good
it.
Good point. Thanks for nothing, Chad.
Sister Bertha. The thing is, Sister Bertha Bangers is on the Dr. Demento show. I wish I was on the Dr. Demento
You know what?
Show.
There is, well,
is there a
too late.
Is there really
over.
A thing? Is
oh,
there
no more? Dr. Demento went off the air. No
maybe
more Dr. Demento.
Maybe it's internet radio or something.
Well,
maybe it's
it
just,
is.
You can tell anybody you're on Dr. Demento. How would anybody
yeah.
know?
No, I've listened true. To every Dr. Demento.
I've listened to every Dr. Demento show, and I've never heard you on there.
He's
got great compilation discs.
If you can get on Dr. Demento, why are you messing around with Nashville stand-up?
Yeah,
who
what
cares?
Who, fuck them. Fuck that. Fuck
I'm not on Nashville stand-up. You see me, Karen?
Whose side are you on?
Team Chad.
Me too. Whose side are you on?
Team Ryden.
Chad Ryden.
Which one is the pale one?
I've never seen Bertha Bangers in life before.
I don't even care. I haven't either. I haven't heard Baby Funny.
I'm on the Robert Pattinson side. Which one
this
is his? What's his name?
I don't know. This isn't a question of talent. This isn't a question of who's funny. This is quit being a dick to Chad Ryden.
Yeah, Chad Ryden's the coolest person we've ever met. And we support him 100%.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. So anyway, we love you, Chad. We're on your side if you're out there listening.
He is. Hi, Chad. He's smiling right now.
Hey, Chad, what's going on?
Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling, Chad? You smiling.
I've got
Stop laughing. Stop giggling. You smiling, Chad.
I'm going to poke your little belly.
Who's your open micer?
Hey,
Chad.
Who's your open
micer?
Hey, little Chad. Hello, Chad.
What are, you got notes. What
I've
are we
got
doing?
Notes. These are letters
you got a lot of
we're going to get to. This is actually jokes I'm selling for food.
Yay.
I'm selling some jokes
for National Rescue Mission, or are you just poor?
No, these are going to a friend of the show who... Jolty Wilson, he's doing a set at, I think, the Rusty Nail.
Oh.
And he is doing the Spaceman bit. I told
so
you
you're
going
to try
that.
And get me to help you write Spaceman jokes for a set at the Rusty Nail.
I think it's at the Rusty Nail. It better be. Well, this
well
is
it better not
people
be.
At home.
Not if I'm helping.
Jolty Wilson is going to dress. I don't know if his astronaut character has a name, but he dresses up like an astronaut. Space suit, space helmet. And he goes and he does space jokes. But he doesn't give a shit. So he's like,
space jokes.
Why don't you guys write some jokes? So Joe Southers... and myself wrote some jokes for him.
Okay.
And he's paying us in food.
Huh.
So, and I brought some along.
Is it food from the Rusty Nail?
I don't think so. I'm supposed to meet him after this podcast and give him jokes, but I don't know.
Do we want to go over them on air?
I'm not too crazy about it. Is that bad form to tell jokes you're selling?
Not for food, for money.
For food, right? Yeah.
For food, that's... Yeah. Food doesn't last. Why should the joke last?
I don't know if any of these are even any good.
No.
What does ET stand for?
I don't know.
He has to. His feet come straight out of his ass.
I like it.
Snoop Dogg's application was rejected by NASA. Not because he's black or anything. It's just the space shuttles was specifically designed for zero Gs. I'm just kidding. It's because he's black. That one's really good.
Finally, that's all you're giving him?
We finally... we've answered the age-old question. No, the moon is not made of cheese. However, there's compelling evidence that Mars is made of chocolate, almonds, and nougat.
Ooh.
Get it?
Reality.
Are there almonds in a Mars bar?
Isn't there almonds in a Mars bar?
It's been so long since I've had a Mars bar.
How would anybody know?
I actually meant to research that
it's
joke.
It's been so long.
I think there's almonds in a Mars bar.
I don't think I've ever seen a Mars bar in a store in maybe 5 years.
Is there flavor
years.
In a Mars bar?
Whoa. Yeah. I don't think I've ever eaten a Mars
you
bar
have,
in my whole
you
life.
You just don't remember.
Yeah,
I'd remember
it's like a Milky Way.
It's traumatic.
I think Mars a Mars bar is just nougat.
No, it's a Milky Way with nuts,
a Mars is like their signature.
That's a Snicker bar.
A Mars is their right. signature, the Mars and Mars, M&M's, Mars
yeah.
Company. It's
yeah.
all Mars, and that's their Wonka bar, and it's
Wonka
shit.
Bar.
Nobody even likes it.
It's not shit. There's well, just nowhere to get
know.
It. I
Did you know that
it.
Mars used to get all their chocolate from Hershey?
Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Where do they get it from now?
They started making it on their own.
Oh, man, Hershey is
there was a,
tasty.
They had a rift. Years ago.
Oh, Hershey's
man.
So
I
delicious.
I had some rainforest chocolate. It was like whatever 50% cocoa or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. Good shit, man. They were selling that shit. You all right? You want yeah. some caffeine?
I need a cocoa joke? Bar.
You know what'll wake you up? Some space jokes.
Space Ooh. Jokes.
Most people don't realize Neil Armstrong messed up his line, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. What he was supposed to say was, oh, my God, lizard men! to scare all the squares.
Yeah.
Back what? On Earth.
How could he do that? He technically landed in a studio in California, because obviously if we had the technology to land on the moon, we'd have done it more often and colonized it by now. But
I got a joke about Pluto being classified as a dog.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I like that one.
Skywalker, Texas Jedi. Mark likes it. Most celebrities like David Bowie. Wait, no, fuck this joke.
Wouldn't it be funny if when Luke Skywalker got old, if he needed a walker?
Stephen Hawking said, "We are just an advanced breed of monkeys on a minor planet of a very average star, but we can understand the universe, and that makes us something very special." Well, I'm paraphrasing. What he actually said was, "Duh."
See, I have a Stephen Hawking joke, but I'm afraid nobody ever will knows who Stephen Hawking
Let's
is.
Let's hear it. Everyone knows who Stephen Hawking
well,
is.
Go have you heard his Have you heard his theory on black holes?
No.
No.
They're all pink on the inside.
Whoa.
Hey, wow. That one's pretty good.
Once you go black hole, you are compressed to a singularity of infinite density.
I like that.
I should add that one. How does an Indian
I'm
chief...
sure Rusty Nail love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does an Indian chief say hello?
How?
Yes.
That's an old one.
And it can't
That's
be space
joke.
Jokes. Is that an old one?
Yeah.
I like to watch Lost in space, but when I get back to Earth, I like to watch Lost in space.
That sounds.
What
like
do you call an astronaut that doesn't like Tang? A goddamn
Damn
faggot. And guys, those are the. Actually, there's two or three
I
more,
like
but those aren't
Those are pretty good.
Speaking of jokes you can't use,
yeah.
I emailed you both earlier
yes,
in the week,
did.
And you got these emails as on your respective vacations.
No. Oh.
What I wanted to talk about were
we
jokes.
We talked about this before I even left.
Jokes, really?
Well, your vacation
Mark.
Is short. Mine was
Life's left. A vacation. He's on a permanent vacation. This
9
guy.
Days.
Life is a
nine days in paradise.
9 days vacation.
Life is a highway.
8 days. 8 days. I always forget.
Eight
get,
days plus.
We're
going to
get kicked off iTunes again?
Oh. Yeah.
Are we back on iTunes yet?
Yeah, we're back on. We're just really? Under the name Happy Birthday Gray. We've just transposed.
Are we
Is
really?
That true?
Yeah. I had to just change a few letters. Happy Birthday Gray.
Are you making a joke?
Yeah.
Don't make
Not
jokes.
A bad idea, though.
That is a good idea.
We should.
Guerrero.
We could just call it Fun Potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm a pussy.
It makes it so much harder.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We could change it to Happy Birthday, Gary Podcast. Would that count?
Well, I think all we'd have to do is change the feed. We wouldn't have to change the name. The feed.
Yeah.
Is...
I'll talk to Chad. He's not doing anything.
Yeah. Talk to him while he's not. talk to him while he's not helping out bangers.
Yeah. Hey, could you take a minute from this banger
debacle? How are we doing on time, by the way?
How are we doing on time?
757 measures.
That means.
Yeah, but how many minutes is that?
Well, it's. You should know it's 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
25
oh my
minutes.
God.
We haven't even started talking yet.
Guys, let's get to talking.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
Do you have any jokes that are dated that you can't do anymore?
Yes.
Like a Lewinsky type of joke, a nappy headed hoe type of joke, some kind of joke that had to do with the time. I try to keep this podcast topic free.
Right.
So those are timeless. They're timeless.
Swamp Thing never dies. So.
No, you can always talk about Swamp Thing. Yeah. You can always talk about any of our topics. We don't want to do a whatever versus whatever, right?
Right.
We'll do something brilliant.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah. So, anyway,
I realized that almost all of my jokes are about dead people, but this one isn't.
I
love writing jokes about dead people. Okay. But this one is one I didn't write actually at the time of Forrest Gump, but I thought of it recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even worse.
Okay. That's fine. Go ahead.
Ever since Forrest Gump came out, people have been telling me life is like a box of chocolates. And I'm like, you're like Forrest Gump because you're retarded. Yeah.
Well, why couldn't you still do that? Everybody knows that.
I guess I could.
That'll still work.
Okay.
Do you have a topical joke that you can't do?
Well, I mean, I guess you could do it, but it's like right after Jack Klugman died.
The Jack Klugman?
The Jack Klugman.
Okay.
I said, I bet that apartment's clean now. Guys, set it up
on the Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the messy
TV's
one.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Oh, was he Felix?
No, he was Oscar.
Oscar. Okay.
I was like, I bet that apartment's cleaned up.
Oh.
It was like a 1 week joke. You could only do it. I mean,
yeah.
It was. It got a big laugh then.
I had a
great name.
Do you remember when Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium came out?
Oh, yes. That was horrible.
That outraged me.
He was furious.
I was so furious. Why? Because it's a fucking ripoff. Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. It's like, wow, how did you rhyme that? That's. You can't name something stupid, so I had a whole joke about, oh, my car's dirty. I better go to Mr. Marwash's Fantastic Car Washes.
But that's...
Or Mr. Salad Buffet's Wonderful Mallet Buffet. So, like, oh, you don't want to have that kid? We'll go down to Mr. Babortion's Wonder Adoption Agency. And then I twist at the end.
But I have a good bunch of friends. The Magorians are good friends of the family.
The Magorians.
We have them over for a bris.
You have a bris?
Did everyone have brisket? Brokeback Mountain jokes?
Oh, I had one.
What was your Brokeback Mountain joke?
I don't think I did.
I don't remember.
Mine was, I don't want to see Brokeback Mountain. I heard it's really violent. I heard somebody get shot in the mouth. You did have one.
I had one. It was pretty good.
And you rode that for a minute.
What was your Brokeback Mountain joke?
I had like five of them, but
here's a Christmas joke while you're thinking.
Okay, Christmas joke.
When I was a kid, we were pretty poor. That's a lie. I wasn't very poor.
No, you're rich.
This is for the sake of the joke. We were pretty poor, and you know most families have a big star on the top of our tree, but we couldn't afford a big star, so we just got Gary Coleman.
I had a Gary Coleman joke when he died.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't have one.
Gary Coleman died. And at first they thought he had one of those strokes that makes you paralyzed in half your brain, but it turns out he had different strokes.
Well, you can use that for the remaining characters. Conrad Bane is going to be biting at any minute now. Get 6 months. Why wouldn't I?
So Gary Coleman's at the pearly gates.
Yeah.
And he's talking to St. Peter, and St. Peter's like, you must be this tall to enter. Actually, when Gary Coleman died, I was really sad.
Yeah.
But that's because I thought they said Gary Oldman. I was like, oh, no, Gary Oldman.
What you talking about, Grim Reaper?
Well, true story. I remember when Robert Palmer died, I came to work and the lady sits next to me. She said, oh, did you hear Robert Plant died? I was like, oh, that's terrible. Why couldn't it have been Robert Palmer? And she went, oh, it was Robert Palmer. I was like, oh, good.
Thank God.
Then I felt horrible.
I like Robert Palmer. I
had a joke that actually officially today is no longer a good joke.
It's an Iraq joke?
It was a
Bush is so bad at pulling out, I can't believe he's only got two kids. And now we're out, which I shouldn't mention because people are going to listen to this in 5 years. We're like, well, this is an old podcast. I want a fresh new podcast.
The one that hurts. The joke that hurts me the most is I read this all the time because it was on a commercial that was playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, guys, I'm really depressed because my truck got stolen. Not stolen, repossessed. Mm-hmm. I guess I haven't done this joke in 5 years. My truck got repossessed. That doesn't really bother me too much. What bothers me is every time I turn on the radio, I hear, Bill Hurst got your truck, man. Bill Hurst got your truck. And it's true. He's got it.
You know what else we can't make fun of anymore? And right. You loved these guys, the freecreditreport.com.
Oh man.
Do you have anything on those?
I don't know. You had a bit.
My joke was just, hey guys, I got to tell you about my favorite new band that I just heard.
I heard Free Credit Report.
And you can't do that anymore.
No.
Yeah, I had a.
No.
Yeah.
What did I have? I had a bucket list joke when that movie came out. It's like, have you seen Bucket List? No, but I plan to before I die.
I just have a joke. Like, the whole bit is so old, I can't do it anymore. Like, it was like...
Every aspect is...
Yeah, everything is...
words. Using old English.
Yes. Ye old... yes.
Four score.
Ritibus bididibus.
It was a fortnight in me love. When Verizon had all the Can You Hear Me Now commercial the whole time, I had some stupid thing about how... my wife, now that she's in her 30s, which she's way, I mean, she's always, she's in the mood. So she was all like, can we do it now? Can we do it now? Can we do it now? Yeah. And people would laugh at that for some reason. Yeah. And then I was like, I'm more like, and I think just, I don't know who it was. I'm more like so-and-so. I'm more like the rollover minutes or something.
Yeah, you know what?
And like now it's all, that's so.
I actually wrote a rollover minutes joke and then someone said Mark does rollover minutes jokes, so I quit doing it. So now neither of us can do it. I don't even remember what mine was anymore. It was basically the same, like rollover.
Yeah, I mean.
When I have sex, it's rollover minutes. It's
pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
It was brilliant. I mean, two brilliant guys.
Right.
Did you hear Manu Bol died? Manu Bol died. Yeah. I heard he died trying to walk under a helicopter. That's what I heard, y'all.
I had a whole Steve Irwin routine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had toys I played.
Yeah,
with
I remember that.
That was good
that
for
was
like
really,
a
oh,
week.
Yeah.
But it was so
like
funny.
A fucking week it was funny.
But it was funny.
I got actually emails about that, about how it was inappropriate from some chick from Australia.
What?
How did she? You had a video of it.
I had a video of it, and she like found her on Facebook or on MySpace back then. And it's like,
remember, like that was
you're
like,
not funny. That's horrible.
I didn't really know you, but I remember when you did that set, and you also were like making fun of me.
Oh, I made fun of your.
I'm like, I don't even know this guy, and he's like,
no, I made fun of your shtick because Mark has the. I'll give an example. Mark has a joke like, "I love chicken pot pie, just not in that order. Pots and pie, right?" And I did a. I love Spankies, or I love, and it was a bar car back then. I was like, I like cockroaches, just not in that order or something. But I made an acknowledgement to a Manunso or something. I was trying to make fun of him in a way where I was doing that type of joke.
Right.
And then I was like, I like penis apples, just not in that order or something, you know?
Yeah. I was like, who is this guy?
Like, were you the one who was popping balloons?
Then Mark went up after me
who
with
was popping
knife.
Balloons?
Yeah, he took a knife on stage and was like, quit stealing my fucking jokes. It was like popping balloons and shit. And every time he would do a joke, he would turn around and pop a balloon.
That thing was on YouTube for like a year and I didn't even know about it. And then all
funny.
Of a sudden.
That was a great fucking night, actually.
It was weird. And then like, I think my mom saw it. She's like, yeah, I saw a real weird video of you. And Susan was like, what are you doing? Is this how you do your comedy? And I'm like,
no, it was that. Like, it was a contest for that
right.
Real Men of Comedy thing, which honestly, one of us should have probably won.
I mean, Landon was good.
Landon was good, but
I mean, it would have been a better opportunity for someone like us. I mean, he was way better than
he
you
was.
Know what I mean, he was
probably
like,
more actually prepared to do the.
Yeah,
thing.
He was probably better than two of the three of those
right,
comics on the show anyway.
Because if I had won or you had won or. Who else was there? There's a lot of people. Like Damien was there.
Yeah,
Jesse Case was there.
There's
a lot of really good people there. So
but
I don't know.
I didn't want to do it at all. Like I wasn't.
I would have loved to have done it. I felt a little.
For some reason,
and I don't mean to be all Ken Webby, but I was like, hey, I did really good, and I wasn't even
in
the final four.
Yeah,
or
you were great, but I mean, if you were like looking at that, they're like, yeah, we can't have this guy come. Do
that's
that.
True. Because
you know
I was
what
talking
mean?
About. Yeah, I was pretty dirty.
Yeah. So yeah, that was like a weird set, and I tried to explain to people. I was like, that's not like. what I always do. It's like in jokey thing.
Well, did you guys hear that Peter Graves died? Peter Graves died.
What'd they bury him in?
It's a coincidence. It's actually a coincidence. Because I usually call women's vaginas Peter Graves because that's where I bury my dick.
Sean. Graves. That's so mean.
You know what else is mean?
What?
Being a supervillain.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And some people
you want to hear the update of my supervillain?
Yeah, I do. Because you had a great plan.
I had a great plan to foil Catman. I've found Catman without the help of Brian Bates. I found Catman. I've corresponded with him. I have here in my hand.
Oh.
Correspondence with Catman.
How are we 35 minutes into this and just now bringing this
because
up?
Because we want people to be rewarded. As you know, I read like a...
For the real fans.
I suffer from a learning disability called stupid.
Yes.
And I want you guys to read. Who wants to be the part of Brad?
I'll be Brad.
Yeah, and you
who wants to be
Brad.
The part of Catman?
I'll do it.
Okay, all right, Mark. Now, here, you read what I wrote to Catman and then hand this over to Mark and he'll read.
What's
Catman's
my motivation
response.
For this scene?
I want you to sound like you really take it seriously, like I'm Batman, but you're really into it. Yeah.
All right, yes.
And while you do that, I'm going to go pee.
Hey there, Catman. How are you? I've always thought it would be cool as hell to actually fight crime. What do you do all day? I am really interested in the idea of people being a real crime fighter, but I don't know how you can be where the crime is when it happens. Anyway, I would love to chat with you. I live in Nashville. I am a stand-up comic by night, and I know a few people that could help spread the word about what you are doing. In fact, I think you meet my friend Brian Bates when you did an interview recently.
You meet him?
Yeah. He told me you had to walk to the station to do the show. That sucks, man. Anyway, I see on your MySpace that you are currently a stray cat, and that sucks too. I'm not sure if you have internet access, but if you do, please email me at censored. I would love to chat with you. That sounds creepy. I have some ideas that could get you some more recognition, and I know a few photographers and film students who would love you. Anyway, have a great night, buddy. Talk to you soon. Keep up the good work, Brad.
All right. Hello, Brad. I felt compelled to respond, so I tried to answer as best as I could. Honestly, when crime occurs close enough for me to do something about it, I have to admit, it's a whole different kind of rush. You never really know how things are going to turn out, and I guess that unpredictability is what makes it so enticing. As far as what I do all day, no one day can really compare to another. But essentially, I work around my work schedule, since above all else, I can't lose my job. I work Wednesday and Thursday mornings, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 3 to 1 a.m., Keep in mind that I normally leave an hour prior so I don't show up late because it's all the way in Manchester. I exercise, stretch, study, train, read, draw, and sew up suits in little increments randomly throughout the week because my code dictates that I kinda have to be out there, i.e. in the field where the people are. If something happens and I'm out of town, if I'm not doing anything important, I'll just get up and go for it, you know? He didn't write that, you know, but man, I felt it.
You going off script? This guy's like fucking
don't
add.
Sorry.
Be true to the character.
After a while, it's more like a character study of public interaction where philosophy meets math. If you figure how many hours you walk, patrol, prowl, etc. through areas of town that are hot spots for cops due to the neighborhood and listen to the people talking about what all they've seen, you increase the odds of wandering into a crime being committed. That's all where you can put...
Sounds like Brad wrote it.
Tyazeski into use in the field. I don't know what he means.
Tyazeski. Oh, right.
Into use in the field and learn practical...
Chabosky.
Yeah, who knows? Chachi. And learn practical applications for techniques. Walking up to the station wasn't so bad. I know 7 miles sounds daunting, but it only took me a few hours. I walk almost everywhere anyway. And it gave me a chance to see Charlotte Pike at night. It was neat. Anyways, I'm open to new ideas, but we'll have to talk about it, definitely. I kind of can't do something if it goes against the code, you know? Send me a message on here. I kind of don't really use the internet much, but I have to keep up with the MySpace page. You take care, Brad. Catman.
And then to which I replied...
Are you going to be you now?
No, I'll let Sean be me. Okay. I don't want to break the people's the theater they're listening to.
Cool to hear back from you. I understand if it's hard to communicate with me because you don't get on the computer much. I'll give you my phone number and we can talk for real.
Yeah.
For real it is. Oh, we can talk for real. It is censored.
Yeah.
So you ladies out there aren't going to get... Beep, 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 beep. I was just thinking that we could... It's 555-5555. I was just thinking that we could do a photo shoot or a day in the life video or something like that. Maybe get you and Viper or any other local guys together and work on a press kit sort of thing.
Just mentioning it.
Maybe get a little exposure. I don't know how you feel about that. I know it's not why you were doing this, and it may not help as far as stopping crime, but it will help get the word out, and that's got to be a good thing.
Got to be.
I know you don't have money for this kind of stuff, so I will see about getting some of my friends to work it out so it won't cost you anything, and I will pick you up or whatever. It would have to be next week, or at least. Not this week. I'm taking my daughter to the beach for vacation, remember?
Yeah, Gulf Shores.
And we won't be back till then. Anyway, let me know what you think. I think it would add some excitement and interest to what you were doing, but obviously, it's your call. Talk to you soon, Brad.
I don't know. I tried to leave it a little loose, like, hey, it's up to you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, just...
Walk right into my web. I haven't heard back from him.
Maybe a picture.
He hasn't called, and I haven't heard back from him. I know that he actually is a homeless person now.
Oh, you can't do this then.
I feel so bad about it, but I do sort of have to do it. I don't know.
He's a villain.
I'm a villain. The thing is like, part of me feels like...
I'll tell you what.
He needs this. He needs a villain. But yeah, I feel like a dick. I don't know if I could go through with it.
By the way,
most homeless people need another problem.
What do you do? What do you do, Brad? Oh, I fuck with homeless guys who are trying to help.
For the listeners, they probably know who Catman is.
Well, we've been talking about him.
We talked about
Catman. I know, but he's... You can go on Google. He's the first thing that comes up. He's the most important Catman in all the world.
And there actually is a Catman superhero.
Oh.
There is, in your universe of superheroes. Not my universe of superheroes. He could never show up.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Catman is not an original name. There's a Catman. He's got like a orange cat suit. It looks like Batman. It's really a ripoff, but there you have it.
What was that cat with Danger Mouse?
Safety Cat.
Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse is awesome. He's got an eye patch.
Scaredy Cat.
Badass.
I don't remember.
I need an eye patch.
It's not funny. I used to have to wear one.
Yeah?
How are we doing on time? Maybe we should just get going with this,
42
guys.
Minutes.
Oh, man. We better...
We'll skip the eye patch story for another
time. Which is better?
Yeah, we'll skip my story about how
Is better?
I went to Kroger and asked for a toothbrush and they gave me one.
What?
I bought a toothbrush.
Oh,
Sean
man.
Didn't believe his own eyes, and I don't blame him. I bought a toothbrush, but like, you ever like buy something at the store and you don't bag it? Like when you do the self bagging?
Yeah.
Anyway, I must have done that where I didn't put my toothbrush into my bag. I got home. I was like, where the fuck's my toothbrush? It's on my receipt. I paid for it. Didn't get my toothbrush. Electric toothbrush, you know. And I go back and I go to the guy at customer service. I'm like, hey, listen, I understand if there's something you can do. I bought a toothbrush the other day. I didn't put it in my bag. Can I go get a toothbrush? I have a receipt, but obviously this is your call. And he's like, go get your toothbrush. And I walked back there.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Sean was like, this is amazing. I went back to the guy. I was like, hey, thanks, buddy. Walked right out of the store with a toothbrush. Brushed my teeth with it that very day.
You like that?
See?
Looking good.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Rudy. Yeah. Rudy. Well, let's not tell that story.
I'm not going to tell that story.
Save it.
You can tell your eye patch story.
No.
I deliberately didn't have a whole lot of...
If we have time at the end.
Good. Yeah, we only got 17 minutes, guys.
I've got one more story, so I'm going to feel bad telling it.
Go ahead, tell yours. Yours is better. Story. No, it's too
Please
long.
Please tell your iPad story.
Make a long story short. Once you have Bell's palsy, you always have Bell's palsy. Never really goes away.
Is this true?
No, yeah, it's true. I had Bell's palsy.
I went out with a girl who had Bell's palsy.
And like half of my face, I couldn't move my lips. I'd talk like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And my eye wouldn't, I couldn't make my eye shut.
Really?
I think it could blink voluntarily at times.
And it wears off.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They gave me some kind of shock treatment.
Really?
But I had to wear a patch because I couldn't get dirt in that eye because it wasn't, like, doing anything. The eye was just...
Yeah.
What causes it?
They didn't know. I had.
Well, you were young, though, right?
I was 20.
Yeah.
I was 21.
Like
19. And,
That's crazy.
Yeah. So when you wear an eye patch in public, everybody looks at you like your eye got...
Yeah.
...mauled out of your... And they're just... They freak out when they look at you.
Though.
And you're like, hey, everybody.
Like, yeah. People are like looking
at me
like,
is
this guy joking or is he really missing
Because you also kind of had half a slack face,
yeah,
right?
My face was like stiff.
Every time a bell rings, never mind, guys.
Are you making fun of my handicap? I can get good parking for this.
Really?
Yeah, I think you can. But thank the good Lord, Brad, that
thank
you don't
Jesus
believe in.
And God.
That
good.
It hasn't come back or anything.
Good, yeah. He probably touched you and healed it.
Yeah, you never know. Charles and Francis.
That was a high five between Mark and Sean.
Yeah.
Here's my story real quick.
Yeah.
I'm in a room with two adult people having a very serious conversation, and I'm just in the room. And on the TV is one of those sad abused animal commercials with the
McLaughlin.
Yes. With a little McLaughlin. And then that's when Sean Parrott ruined my whole day.
What did I do?
Because I started laughing because these commercials are always shot in slow motion.
Right.
And Sean educated me a while back. He was like, slow motion with sound is hilarious. Slow motion with no sound is dramatic. And he's right. If you see a movie where people are moving in slow motion, it's like, oh no, the something built up. But if you hear it and it's like, then you laugh because it's funny. Yeah. So what happened was in my head, I was picturing these one-eyed animals going, and so I'm
wolf,
wolf. And so I'm in this room with these people giggling at abused animals, and I'm like. And the harder you try not to laugh, the harder you laugh. Sure. And anyway, so I'm a dick, and that's Sean's fault. You guys ready?
Sorry, guys.
For which is better?
Yes.
Which is better?
Do we need to add theme music?
Oh, hang on.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out.
Now. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
We have a theme song.
Which is better? You're leaning on a...
it's like, oh.
Which is better, video versus the radio star?
Uh-oh.
That is basically TV and film versus
video
music.
Video star.
That's a creepy. No, wrong.
Push it. I always wanted to do a mashup of those two songs. That's
that would actually
the
be
end
pretty.
Of
what,
my
what
comment.
Was actually the second video on MTV?
I thought that was.
No, that was the first. Video Killed the Radio Star.
I thought the second one was I Want Candy by the
No,
whatevers.
Wasn't it Pat Benatar?
It was, and I was at a trivia, and they asked that question, and I said, I knew it 100%. I was like, no, it's I Want Candy. I was there, I remember. And I was wrong.
Huh.
So, what was it actually?
Pat Benatar's...
You're right, because I went to see Pat Benatar in Memphis, and she said that because the first song had no guitar in it, Spider Benatar, whatever her husband's name is, he is actually the first guitar to ever be on MTV.
Was
Pat Benatar's guitar player, her husband. Yeah, well, it's something he can say. And I banged Pat Benatar when it mattered.
Yeah.
Nothing to brag about now that he's on police.
Oh, boy. Video versus radio star.
Yeah, okay.
Well, at least she doesn't look like Debbie Harry. Ugh.
Ugh, guys.
Ugh.
Talk about Harry.
Which is quoted more, movie lines or song lyrics?
Oh, more?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really hard.
Well, I mean, if we...
It is really hard.
This is where we ran into a problem before. We're using all of history?
Yes, all of...
Well, then it's song lyrics. Movies have only been around 140 years.
Yeah,
songs have been around for thousands since God created man in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, Garden of Eden. Yeah, but that songs was odd. Didn't always have... Beethoven didn't have no lyrics, though.
Oh, but they had...
And I mean, people weren't walking around going, merrily, 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 merrily.
Yes, they were.
Not more than, who are you going to call?
Ghost. That's a song.
Oh, God.
Wait,
no, it's both. It's both, but you're also right.
Well, you've got...
You got me out of there.
Wow.
I think you won.
That question's over.
So song lyrics are quoted more than movies.
It must be.
All right.
Not at a frat house, but...
Well... Yeah, not in a hipster's house or anything.
Oh man,
which could you live without? Oh, I'm sorry, Sean, you didn't really weigh in. I guess you sort of said
he giggled and made noise. That's all he does anyway.
Which could you live without, Sean? Which could you live without? Movies?
That's really hard.
You can't live without either.
Music?
You couldn't. You couldn't do it.
I could. I think I could live without music more than I could live without.
Really?
You can't because you're watching movies without any soundtracks now.
Wait,
well, let's get too particular about it. Let's just say that you could watch a movie, even if it has music in it, but you don't have to remove the music from the movie, but you can either never hear a song again or never watch a movie again.
Could you watch rock documentaries? Rockumentaries?
You know, you could if you want to split hairs. I mean...
I want to figure out who's writing these questions.
I'm writing the questions. Don't act like you don't get the spirit of the...
just got pranked by the prankster. Prankster strikes again with a convoluted question. Just come on.
Music, I couldn't live without music.
I couldn't live without music either. I would not like living without movies.
You can watch TV shows.
It's video is movie.
You're just making up new parts. Yes.
You can go to plays.
See how bad he's trying to cheat? That's how evenly this is.
What about YouTube?
You could just play video games.
I'd love to get rid of YouTube. So yeah, music.
Oh, really?
What? How do you watch the Double Rainbow song?
Yeah.
oh my God.
Guys, you're being topical.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
So sorry, I agree with Mark. I couldn't live without music. I agree with Mark. He is sexy. Which has made you cry more?
Movies have made me cry a lot more.
Really? More than songs? Was,
yeah.
There are only a few songs that have made me cry.
I don't know if the songs made me cry.
Songs made me cry. Not necessarily because of the song, but the songs will trigger a memory.
Oh.
A movie, something will happen in it.
I'm not that connected to my own life.
I'll hear it. I'm connected to your life. When I hear a song, I'm like, God, that's that time Mark got dumped. And then I just cry. I remember that never happened.
I haven't been dumped by a girl in like 20. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
5 years.
Come or chameleon or something like that.
A girl
comes
dumped
up.
You once?
Yeah, one time.
It's the last thing she ever did.
Wow.
What about
not
you?
Not since
Sean?
I was a teenager.
Which has made you cry?
Movies have made me cry a lot.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah.
I cry a lot. I'm a big fucking pussy.
Yeah.
I think so. I didn't get to see it this weekend, but there's a movie called Ikiru. It's a Japanese movie. Oh, it makes me cry like a baby. It's about this guy. He's just a humble bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Working in
like any of us.
Bureaucratic thing in the local government. And he finds out he's got cancer.
Oh.
And he realizes that he's like, I've never done anything. So he decides to do something.
Goes out and lives a life.
Yeah. He decides to do something. So he goes and helps people. And it'll make you, make you cry like a baby.
He helps people last time? He doesn't go to Vegas or whatever?
No.
He helps people.
That's what they would do in like a Hollywood movie. Yeah. But
I would
that sounds like something Mark would do.
I would cry if I had to watch that movie. That sounds horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm about to cry listening to the fucking boring story you just told.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you.
Guys.
No, he's going to cry because we hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Man.
MTV Now or MTV Back Then?
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day,
no question.
Yeah.
A little spaceman inside
his
house telling
Jump.
Jokes.
You could watch a lot of Van Halen on MTV.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dude. They had Remote Control. That was about the only show they had. And that was, even that back then, I remember. Like,
everything
fucking
from,
show on
from Real World, the first Real World before that. Anything that before that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Bigger dick.
It's got to be movies.
Movies have a bigger dick?
Porn movies.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, you win.
Trust me, I know. I've seen every one. I've seen everyone made.
You've seen every
porn
movie?
That's all I do, yeah. Yeah,
there's probably billions.
Oh, then I've never seen
porn. there's like 20.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Bigger pussy.
Whoa.
Mixed it up a little bit. Bigger pussy.
Songs.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like, pussies.
Baby.
Songs
sorry, Sean. I keep
love.
Jumping in. You should answer some first.
I guess I just keep. I'm
no, you're right.
I'm looking. Yeah,
I'm
look at Sean.
Facing Mark.
Okay. Yep.
Look at Sean. Let's look at Sean.
Yeah,
which,
guys. Look at me.
Which is sexier, porn or Motown?
Ooh. I guess
sexier.
You better
sexier.
Think.
I think Motown is probably sexier
than.
I mean, if you're with like another person, Motown's a lot sexier. Well, it depends.
Okay.
Actually, Mark. It depends. If you're watching porn with another person, it's kind of sexy until after.
Well,
after
any
what?
Sort of orgasm happens.
Fluids. What do you? He doesn't
after
know what he's talking about.
After fluids exit your body, and then it's like, oh, this is kind of
he's
this kind of gross.
He doesn't know what
he's why talking. Are we watching
Mark,
this
what
together?
What do you think?
I think true.
Yeah, he agrees. Which has gotten you more action? Porn? Watching porn with some chick? Or like listening to some music and like putting some moves on a girl?
I've never watched porn with a chick, so.
You've never watched porn with
a
chick? Sean, have you ever watched porn with a chick?
Is that like something the kids do? Yeah, just go ahead and put my equipment
when you're really
between
bored.
The chairs, that's fine.
Can't help it. When you don't really like a woman, you
yeah, when
watch
you're sick
porn.
Of fucking them, you gotta watch some porn. Or even when in the beginning you watch some porn, just let them know what's up.
Hey, yeah. See what that guy's doing? I'm going to do that to your butt, too.
He's like, she likes it.
Yeah, look at her. She's got all right, seven.
You got me talking to it. Let me try it out and get back to you.
You going to try that out tonight?
Next question. No. All single ladies. Okay. All single ladies. Oh, God. That's sexy. That fucking.
What are we talking about?
That Beyonce.
But that's
video.
A video.
Yeah. I don't know where that even falls. It's just, it made me think of
it. Is that a
video
or is that a radio star?
Ooh, the song makes you think of the video.
Well, the song, if I had ever heard it, would probably make me.
You never heard it?
You never heard All the Single Ladies?
Get
Beyonce,
the fuck
Beyonce
out
Knowles,
of
Beyonce Knowles?
I know who Beyonce is, but I don't know.
Formerly of Destiny's Child?
I don't know
it
this
is,
song.
It is
all the
literally, literally impossible that you've never heard that song. I don't believe you.
Okay.
I've
heard it.
I don't like you lying to me like that.
Yeah. You're right.
That was just sarcastic, Mark.
Which, I know. That's
mean. I'm so angry right now.
Oh, God.
Which has made you cry more, Mark? Or getting hit in the head?
I hope my mic cord doesn't get tuberculosis.
Oh, man. God damn it.
We went there.
He shut me down.
Guys, are lucky I don't have any diseases.
I have no shoes on, and I'm grabbing cords with my toes, and he don't like it. I don't blame you. That's disgusting.
It's gross. Yeah. My feet are firmly on the floor. I'm not going to touch
my hands are so clean. It doesn't matter.
You have very nice feet, Brad.
I do. I took care of them. Which would you rather make, movies or music?
Let me see. Where's all my movie equipment?
I think you'd rather make music, probably. I think...
Can I use synthesizers?
You can make a movie about songs.
I would love to make a movie.
I like
I've
making
never
movies.
Done it, though.
Making movies is really fun.
Yeah.
I think in the grand scheme of things, I love movies more than I like music.
You're weird.
But
yeah,
I
you're
know.
Going to film school, but you're also in a band.
Yeah,
I was in a band. I like making films. I just won. I don't know if you heard about this, but I just won an award.
Yeah,
for
the best
audience
movie
favorite,
ever.
Best movie ever made. And,
I sound like a hypocrite after plugging my album than saying I'd rather make movies.
Well, no, that just means there's two things you really like. Like Mark also,
but I love them both.
He walks the thin edge between music and performance. He does his little
my little
songs.
Skits. You know,
he's like Blade. He has all the powers of a musician, but he's. Actually funny, like a comedian.
Whoa. That's true.
It's a compliment. I would love to be in a movie. I don't know how to go about doing it.
I don't know.
Can you live in Nashville?
You just write a
famous?
Screen.
You just
got to
have a
you
camera.
Write a screenplay and then go.
Should I get a flip?
Yeah. That's all you need.
I got one.
Ready for next question?
I can videotape you. Yes, I'm ready.
Let's
got 3 minutes.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll run through them. we get to this point every time. All right, we'll just go through these real quick and then an hour later. Okay. Which has changed the world more, movies or music?
I'm going to say music.
Yeah.
Because especially 60s during like racial integration times.
Yeah, but
music
then
was so big in the civil rights movement.
Well, so was like
We Shall Overcome.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah.
Did stuff.
I don't know, man. I feel like music... Music was the thing that kept black people going. I'm serious.
It always keeps them going. Have you ever seen them?
Well, they like to dance to it, but I'm serious.
I'm quitting this podcast.
I'm serious.
I can't handle your racism anymore.
I'm not being racist. That's what
racist.
They...
What do you think?
So their own will
so
to live.
When they were picking cotton, they were singing. This is true.
This human instinct called will to live would not kick in without
music was part of it.
Without a more than a summer
blockbuster. Music was part of it. They would sing while they were doing it.
We're not talking about what motivated. We're talking about change the world. What made like I could see how the Beatles or whatever would make people like war is bullshit. But like movies also change the way people think about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's patriotic songs, put boot in your ass.
Yeah.
But there's also the movie Fahrenheit 9/11. So it's like, what do you got?
What about that movie? And there's also a song about it.
Mm-hmm.
We were in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Christmas Eve? Or New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Everybody Stopped Fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was that movie? That was a good
movie. Joyeux Noël?
Yeah, but there's an American version of it.
Is there an American version?
Yeah, from like the
40s. It's called Mary Noel.
50s. It's fantastic.
I've never seen it.
And there's The Farm also did a song about it. It's called All Together Now.
Oh, right.
Remember, son, that your forefather died. Oh, no, it was like more like nice. All together now. All together now.
I don't remember that.
Am I living in a different world than you guys?
Well, we weren't alive in World War II.
It was a rough war on me.
All together now. All together now.
That's what I was thinking.
Now. No. All together now.
That's a Beatles song. I'm going to skip.
The Beatles changed my world.
Best moment for each. You know what? Let's just breeze over that. That's going to take too much time.
For each of us?
Best song versus best movie. What's your favorite movie, Sean?
My favorite movie is The Third Man.
Mark, what's your favorite movie?
The Best Years of Our Lives.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's a
recent
sad movie.
Recent edition.
Yeah. I don't know what my favorite movie is. I should have thought of
that. What
is
the recent edition?
Well, I mean, it wasn't... I mean, I watched it for the first time like a year ago.
Ah, okay.
2 years ago.
That happens to me. My favorite movie is usually the last really good movie.
Yeah. It's the last really good movie I've seen.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I've seen some really good ones lately.
I can't... Anytime I'm about to say something, I'm like, no, it's not my favorite.
Well, say what gut feeling. Go with it. You can change it later.
I want to say There Will Be Blood, but that's not my favorite. That's just because I want to see it and I haven't seen it in a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, that's not your favorite.
No, it's not my favorite.
Is it Anchorman?
My favorite movie? Anchorman's right the fuck up there.
Anchorman's good.
Anchorman's so good.
But it's not my favorite. Anyway, yeah, it's good, though. What's your favorite song?
Oh, what have I been liking lately?
Deep Purple.
Yeah, I like Deep Purple.
You don't have to give me your favorite song. What would be in your rotating in your top 100 songs? You know, what are some songs that would be up there? You can't say this is my favorite song.
War Pigs. That's always up there.
Faith No More or Black Sabbath?
Black Sabbath.
Okay.
What about Cake has a version of it?
I don't want to.
Oh, that's right. They do. That's not good. Up there. That's okay, though.
I don't know. Maybe Cerberus the Devil Dog from Hades off of.
Where can you get that song? Yeah. First of all,
Weepy.
That's a good one. And I like Robots Rise and Take Control.
Robot Poop?
Robot poop.
That's a good one.
Weebydoob.com.
Yeah. Is that site still up?
You got a favorite song, Mark?
I thought we talked about this already. Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend.
I
just automatically put that. It's probably not my favorite song.
Okay.
But when someone asks me that, I just put that up there. Yeah. It's got everything that I like in a song.
I think I say Bring on Lucy or something like that. All right. Let's move it. Which is a better medium for comedy? Movies or songs?
Movies.
We're all comedians.
I think movies.
Funny movies are so good.
Airplane's incredible.
Airplane.
Right.
I can't think of any song that's as funny as Airplane.
The Hangover.
There are a lot of really... I mean, I like funny songs.
What about The Hangover?
I like Spike Jones.
I like all the...
and his City Slickers.
Funny songs sometimes get on my nerves.
Flight of the Conchords. Yeah, funny songs.
I like Flight of the Conchords.
I like them
too,
but...
Death Clock's pretty great.
But
Tenacious D was good back when that happened. But
they wear out.
Movies are better for
like I can watch Airplane, Caddyshack, all those movies hundreds of times.
There's so much more that you can do with it.
But
that's true.
Funny song.
You can have a funny song in a funny movie.
By the third time you listen to it, though, it's not.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's not funny.
This next question's a good one. You guys ready for a good question?
Yeah.
Finally. It's about time.
Would you rather see a movie about yourself or hear a song about you? And part two, follow-up section, who would sing the song and who would play you in your movie?
Oh, man.
It's complicated, multifaceted, fascinating, great question.
I would rather see a movie about myself.
Starring?
Emile Hirsch. Yeah. That's what I've been told.
Right.
That's what people tell me.
The guy from...
It would just be Speed Racer.
Yeah.
And
we
just watch.
No, the guy from Party Down is Sean Parrott.
Party Down.
Star show that got canceled.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah, that's you. He's on Bud Light commercials and baseball. He reminds me of Sean.
I'd cast Andy Dick.
As Sean?
As me?
Just to bother
you
him.
You bastard.
What was the name of the actor from Life Goes On? Brimley. Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley.
No, he wasn't in that.
He's going to play me?
He was in Our House. No. A young Michael Landon for Sean Parrott, maybe.
Who would play you?
Yeah.
John Goodman.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's
who was the guy that was married to Roseanne? I get that a lot.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, Kevin James.
Arnold's pretty funny.
Kevin James
is funny, too. I think they could all handle that.
I'd pick movie because I think if someone wrote a song about me, it'd probably not be in a good way.
Yeah.
Like a movie about me.
You write a lot of mean songs about other people, so it'd probably be a little
karma,
bit payback.
Brad. Yeah. Karma.
I don't know who would play me. I don't know if I'd want to see a movie about me. It would really make me sad.
It'd be get George Clooney with a beard.
Oh.
You got the Clooney haircut from the 90s.
Beard. I don't have to have the beard. I wouldn't have the beard in the whole movie. I'd have long hair at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point.
Who would play a young me?
A
girl, probably.
Val Kilmer, maybe?
Yeah, a young Val Kilmer.
Young Val Kilmer.
Play an old me.
Val Kilmer's in Top Secret. Hilarious movie.
Hilarious movie.
Hilarious.
When there's a cow walking around with boots on.
Oh, God.
Get away from me. That's too funny.
So good they put it on the VHS box. That's how funny that scene was.
They have a whole scene that's backwards.
I haven't seen Top Secret in probably
it's so funny.
20 years or 15 years.
We're running
come
out of
over
time.
To my house right now. We're watching it.
All
right,
let's go.
Then you can
copy all my CDs.
I'm going to tell you the next two questions. We're skipping this question.
Yeah.
Which helped you more in school, seeing movies about books or hearing songs about things like leg bones connected to the... Skipping that question.
Yeah, no.
We're also skipping this question. Which... were there more movies about George Washington or more songs about George Washington?
File that in the who gives a shit file. Who wrote that question?
I don't know. Next question. Deadlier.
Whoa.
We can't skip that.
Are movies deadlier?
Deadlier songs deadlier. That actually worked out.
I got
that sounded pretty scary.
I feel like probably
you leaned on the
Maybe people are watching a movie in their car and then they die.
I got eight words for you.
Shot to the heart, and you're to blame.
Darling, you give love
a bad name.
Right there, deadly.
I know that, like, people
shot
probably
to
been
the
inspired.
Heart, and you're to blame.
People are inspired
Stop right
to do
there.
Shit from movies, though. Probably somebody killed somebody based on something they saw in a movie. Or trying to do something they saw in a movie. But also songs,
well, people probably,
patriotic songs make you
no,
kill.
But a lot of people probably kill themselves doing stuff they saw in a movie. It's like they thought they could do the stunt.
I heard that, like, what's that movie, Rebel Without a Cause, where he slashes tires with a knife, and then the next year there were like a million people.
Oh, remember in I Can't Drive 55, and Sammy Hagar did that flip off he ran up the wall and did a backflip. tons of people broke their neck.
Breaking necks? You remember the little movie you might have heard of called Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car surfing? People would do that and break
Can I ask you a quick question
necks.
About Teen Wolf?
Please go.
Most unbelievable part of the movie?
What was the most unbelievable part of the movie? I don't know what.
Fat kid on the basketball team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the third time I've done that joke on this podcast.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
It's a good joke. Keep doing it.
I do love
never
the
stop.
Teen Wolf dance. God damn. Movies
Wolf,
were so great back
Teen
then
Wolf
when you had a
was
dance.
Such a great movie.
That's a great fucking movie.
I love Teen Wolf.
Oh, man.
That was my nickname in college.
I had an idea for a skit where...
The Wolf. That's where it came from.
Where they would have Teen Wolf, like, in a press conference, like, if wolfing is considered steroids or something. You know what I mean? Like, they would... Like, the thing was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but he's all in wolf costume. But.
Who played the original Teen Wolf in the Hollywood classic from the long time ago?
I was a teenage werewolf.
Who played that?
No idea.
I give up.
A young Michael Landon, just like Sean Parrott.
Are you kidding?
I would not joke about that.
Young Michael Landon or Michael J. Fox, any of them could play me in my movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox would play you at that time that you stuck a key in an electrical socket.
Play me on a vibrating bed.
Which invokes more memories, movies or songs?
Songs do.
Yeah, movies just make me think of the movies I'm watching.
Right, songs.
Good point, yeah. I'll watch a movie, I'm like, I remember this movie. And then that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I got eight words for you.
Shot to the heart, you're to blame, darling, you give love a bad name. Yeah, man, it's like I just heard that.
Just, man, I could tear up.
Yeah. Which makes you happier, movies or songs?
Most of the movies I watch make me sad.
Yeah, songs will get you happy. Walking on Sunshine, you hear that?
Oh, I hate that song.
You're wrong.
Every time I hear War Pigs, I'm like, oh, man, this is great.
What song makes you happy? What song do you hear that makes you go... Mark, what song makes you go, yeah, it's going to be a good day?
See, I don't know. I listen to so much music every day that I don't get happy listening to it.
Do you wake up with a song in your head?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I do that every day. I want to start writing down the songs I wake up in my head. California Girl.
Every day.
That's what I woke up
for me, it's wake up in the morning feeling like pain.
There was a time when that was in my head. It's always that kind of song. It's always some shitty... Like Lady Gaga song or something in my head.
Mine is always like, when you see a faded sign at the end.
They laugh to the...
Yeah, in the morning I get the weirdest songs in my head.
Yeah. We should start writing down our songs we wake up.
Because it's always, oh, and I get this one a lot. You're just too good to be true.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Usually when I see myself in the mirror for the first time of the day.
And the birds are all around.
No shirt on.
Next question. What's life all about?
What?
What's life all about?
What? Wow. That's heavy.
Yeah.
You better go on to the next question. We're already crying. Like...
All right, we'll skip that one.
110. Oh, God. We're
next
dying.
Next question. Final question. Real videos or mind videos?
What?
Mind videos.
Yeah.
What's a mind video?
It's when you close your eyes and you imagine everything.
Yeah, when you hear a song, what
yes.
you think of.
Oh,
I love doing
you
those.
You know what a mind video is.
Don't you love doing those?
They're the most best thing in the world.
Especially, like, I just flying back from vacation, I had my iPod on. Oh. And you just make videos in your head of
what
the song.
You make videos
like
in your head, and they're always fucking awesome. And they get, you re-edit them, and they get better and better. Yeah. I wish there was some technology.
Well, do you do the same one over and over? I try
sometimes.
To do something.
I have a couple songs that have the really? Same video.
See, I try and do something totally bizarre every time.
There's a few that like I just like the way they play out, you know.
Oh man, we could do a whole song about this. Don't you love like some like picturing you're in the band and then the cutaway part to you doing something else?
Sometimes, a lot of times, my mind video is like the closing credits of a movie made up that doesn't exist in my head.
Yeah,
but it's like the mind video is like from that movie or like something like that.
You guys probably don't do this, but sports mind videos are awesome.
No, I don't. I've never done that. I've done
what
a lot.
What songs
of
do you sports mind?
Anything
video?
With the beat, good beat, yeah. or like that's like.
I'll make a video
hard.
That's like a WK. Video. It'll be like a video you would see. It's just got more robots in it, or
yeah.
what, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's just got
yeah.
more me in it, and
yeah,
into
I get
dragons
me
and
more tits. Hot tubs. Yeah,
yeah.
It's
what,
great.
What are your what
more
are
BJs?
You, I mean, has there ever been a real video that's been? Some there's some real
there's
videos
some really
that
good
are
videos.
Great videos. I mean, even simple ones like Mickey or whatever was pretty. Pretty good for its time.
What about like the Aha video, Take On Me?
That's a great video.
That's a pretty great video.
It's a mind bender.
I wouldn't have come up
that's
with that.
It's a great video. He looks, the guy looks better as a cartoon than he does as a real person. I'll just say that.
True.
What about Thriller?
Ooh.
Thriller's so good. There's
Thriller's
nothing,
a pretty good
there's
fucking
nothing
video.
You could, no way you could beat Thriller.
But you haven't, some great you haven't videos. Seen my mind video for Retro Vertigo. It's really fucking good. Rich and famous and powerful, and I could make things. That
you should
I
see my.
Happen.
You should see my mind video for "Bring the Noise."
Ooh. Yeah,
so violent.
Really,
he loves yeah. "Bring the Noise." His "Happy for Apathy" podcast.
Yeah, that's like
you
one
can check
songs,
out.
Yeah.
And if you check it out, you'll get to hear the prank phone call from earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to upload that. I hope.
Yeah.
I have to delete out my address.
Better upload that.
Oh, go somebody, right, yeah, go
somebody
in
might.
I delete when I wrote the letters out. I censored my name and my addresses. And yeah. Not my name, but my phone number. All right, guys, which is better? Video or the radio star?
I think the radio star probably won.
I thought video won.
Did video win?
I don't know.
I said video a lot, but I like movies.
I like. I
think
I don't want. I don't want to try
it,
and separate.
Radio
it.
Star has to win. I think.
Guys,
I think music is better. Oh God, it is a tough one. It's so tough.
I need a nap, guys.
Well, we have to decide. Mark, it's your house, it's your podcast, it's your life, it's your world.
Which is better,
Mark? I still have my foot on your cord, I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, I mean, that in that manner, it's okay, but...
When it's on the floor.
When it's between your toes and you're playing with it in my face.
Oh, man.
I'll go radio.
Wow.
Radio. Radio star.
Fair enough.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
113.